All right, so we'll start tonight's work session at 5:32, 33. Spray Park bond resolution. Now, that's not anything that we would suggest that we do tonight, but it was recommended by Al, who will be here later, that we go ahead and issue a bond resolution for X number of dollars. We may never take out a bond. If the project comes in well over the estimated amount, it doesn't commit us to taking out a bond, but Al believes that by having a bond issued for the project, the numbers will come in better for the budgeted project. I'll have him explain that a little bit more. That was the shared opinion of James Trasher, who works for CNS companies and represents a number of other municipalities. It's typical, and I think Brian May mentioned it last night at the LRC meeting, that the county is going through these really big bond issuances for these projects that were budgeted for, and that's so that they can go ahead and go out and put projects out to bid. That's just the normal way things go.
It helps too if we're applying for any grants.
It's actually a requirement of the $100,000 grant. Yeah. So what we did in, if you guys, I don't know if you, it's been a while since we printed it out. And I can make copies of these for you tonight. Oh, you got it. Okay. So we put it in your mailbox today. Did you find it in your mailbox? Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you can see, and Jim, for your knowledge, just because you're not privy to the numbers, if we bonded for $481,381 is in what that's what we think the project's going to cost.
Which is the estimate.
Which is the Al's estimate.
Al's estimate.
That would be a 3.6 cent impact per thousand to the general fund. If we bonded for $381,000, which would be $100,000 of money that we have $200,000, but if we applied $100,000 of what we had plus the $200,000 of DeFrancisco money, actually, no, that's only $100,000 off, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. So if we only apply
DeFrancisco
$100,000 and no DeFrancisco money, it's 2.8 cents per thousand in the general fund. And if we applied $200,000, which would be our money and DeFrancisco's money, that would be a $281,000 bond amount over 10 years. It would cost around 2 cents, 2.1 cents per thousand assessed front. So on a $100,000 home, $2 a year for 10 years. So a $100,000 house would pay $20 over 10 years towards the project.
And I'm sorry, what grants do you have working on?
DeFrancisco, we have a commitment of $100,000.
Okay.
We have $200,000 in a parks account. And a goal would...
That's the parks and...
The new parks, yep. Mm-hmm. There's actually a little bit more than 200, but... but I think that we could raise... I think we could raise between $50,000 and $100,000 in additional funding. It'd be nice if we could get the impact down to 1 cent to 1.5 cents per $1,000 assessed. But
that's without any naming rights fees.
No, right.
No sponsors.
No sponsors. So,
yeah.
But we don't have a project, so I can't go bang the drum.
Right.
No one's going to step up unless we're committed to a project and we're out there and we're so. You know, I think we've taken a long time in evaluating the project. I think there's strong feelings on the board to support it, and this is just the next step. Now, the bond resolution doesn't mean we're going to do it. It just means that it's the next step. If the bids come in at $600,000 and $700,000, and we were way out of whack in what we thought they were going to come in at, we can always take a step back. We don't have to take the grant. We don't have to take the bond, and we can say, you know what? We'll wait on it.
The bond resolution is also subject to permissive referendum, so you get another 30 days from the time you pass the bond resolution until the 30 days goes by, assuming that nobody asks for a petition or petitions for a referendum.
Right.
You got to wait that 30 days anyway.
So, Tony, if there is a petition that's issued, can you explain how would, is it based on, do you just need a number of signatures,
yeah,
or is it based on assessed value? Or
no, it's based upon people on the town. I think, off the top of my head, Roman, I think it's 5%.
Okay.
Of the voting for the last gubernatorial election. It's not a lot of people, but somebody's got to go out and get the petitions.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure if there was a, because I remember Lampson Road when we were talking
about the permissive,
it was
different.
Totally different. So. Okay.
Yeah, this is just a...
Just going forward, this $200,000 in the parks account, we need to take into account we might want to use that for that acquisition, so you're not going to have...
Right.
Right.
Right. That we're not... Neither one of these, or the three, counts on $200,000 being used out of that fund. $100,000 at most.
I think I did a bond resolution already. I think it's $400,000, but change the number, whatever you guys want.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, the only thing that I learned in some of my readings on municipal bond acquisition is you don't want to be short. You don't want to.
Right.
You don't want to
have to go back to the well.
Yeah, you don't want to. If you're $10,000 off, then a project's hanging in the balance.
You're always better bonding for more, and then you just don't borrow it. You know,
right.
It comes time to use a BAN or whatever, you take less, or when you go to sell the bond, you sell it for less.
Right. So that's pretty much it. There's no major changes. I've talked to the village. You know, if they're not. They're kind of waiting for us to make a formal request for annexation. Now, some things that we need to consider, they might do it just with an IMA. They just might allow us to hook into their sewers without it. I still would like the Baldwinsville Police Department to patrol the park and to be the first on call for emergencies because it's just so close. One thing, though, that we need to consider is even though it's our park, we maintain it, we own it, we manage it, blah, 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 blah. It will now be in, if it's annexed, it will be in the confines of the village, and it will be subject to village law. So when we talk about things like open container, village doesn't have an open free open container for its parks. Now, they waive them all the time. I mean, they waive them like it's... But if that's something where we wanted to make at some point our park alcohol permissible, there would have to be either a law passed or changed or a permanent waiver issued by the village of Baldwinsville. And that might concern the, and I'm just throwing it out there, these are conversations I have not had with the village board yet. That might be a concern with the police department. Now, your history with Onondaga County parks, as far as alcohol-related instances, is, you know, you've had a long history with that, and you didn't have many incidents. You know, the village, just from my, and I'm not speaking for that board, I've been off it for a number of years, our concern was that when you add alcohol to any situation, whether an island event or even a street party, you know, that just raised the level of concern a little bit. So that's the one thing that I thought of recently that we might want to consider.
Is there any way to do the IMA and somehow hook police coverage in there?
You know, we looked at that because as a village, Barry had mentioned it a couple times where there were some neighborhoods that were contiguous to the village,
right,
that were interested in exploring having police protection. And Barry was saying, well, maybe we can just form police districts and the people in that district will pay whatever money the village comes up with to patrol that additional area. But we did not find much precedent in New York State where villages provide that service to towns.
I've never heard of a police district either. So
It's a really creative way of solving a problem, though. Let's say we've heard how many complaints about people speeding on specific roads. For a group of residents to band together and pay a little bit a month or a week to...
Yeah, I just don't...
It's a pretty creative idea.
Under special districts, I've never seen a police district listed as a... You know, you can do sidewalks, you can do parks, you do sewers, water, all that stuff, but I've never seen police. I mean, I haven't really looked specifically for that, but...
Yeah.
Can we get an opinion?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that's pretty much all I got on Spray Park.
The only reason I bring it up or say that is that it gives us the best of both worlds. We still have the park, we control it, but we got the town or the village's police department, which is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So if we can do it that way, that'd be great, but I'll check it out.
So when would we want to do this bonding? I mean, why? I'm not saying to do it tonight, but why not just do it?
Well, before we did it, I just wanted the board to take one final... You know, it's a busy meeting tonight. There's a lot on our plate.
Yeah, I'm not saying to do it tonight, but I'm just asking from a, you know, why not do it the next time we meet?
I would suggest that we do that.
If it's only a sort of a protocol thing so we can show the world that we're considering this seriously and all that, but we're not committing ourselves, then we should just bond for our $500,000 and be done with it.
All right, so maybe, Tony, if you could prepare a bond resolution for us to consider.
Like I said, it's all done. I just got to change the number.
Oh, okay.
Change it to 500,000.
I mean, 500 is just a round number because we're talking about, what is it, 481. So just bump it up to 500.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And it will, in all likelihood, be much less than that,
yeah,
but you're right.
Well, okay. We can borrow less. We're just saying
just
can,
make that
the
clear.
Max is a $500,000.
All right.
And we'll do a secret resolution that goes along with that. We'll do it the same day.
So what about the public's opinion?
I've not heard more than 6 people total that have concerns about it. And people that support it, including those that came to the meetings and those that I've run into on the street, they're actually like, what happened to that project? They're wondering
why is it moving?
Where'd it go?
So can our Spray Park committee be there the evening that we have this resolution so that they kind of, part of the discussion, have them say, we've gone as far as we can go without this?
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how much of the committee is still around.
And still, even the 500, I think 400, if this is a good estimate and we believe we have DeFrancisco and we know we have 100 in lieu of parks, then 400 ought to cover it safely.
Yeah, but you're not borrowing the money, Peter. You're just basically saying
you're authorized. Just
well, I know that we're not borrowing it, and I know that we can drop it right down to 50 grand if that's what we end up, you know. But to go to you know, Bob's answer, we want to, or his question, if we know we're not going to need it, why make it that high?
Make it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we can make it 400.
I mean, if that means we're all saying we're absolutely committed, and I am, to spend $100,000 out of the parks, in lieu of parks.
And I am.
I am too.
But I mean, it's 20% less. It's big. It's a big amount less on the bond. So.
Well, but it's not.
Well,
it's a lot. So from a perspective, from because we will more than likely not borrow more than 400. You're just not comfortable.
Or even more
you're
than,
just
well,
not,
I'm
you're not
going
comfortable with that level of a resolution, or
right.
As a resolution
right.
Towards the
yes.
Project. Okay, so you don't want to allow, even allow for the project to possibly be higher.
To spill that much outside the budget, because that would mean that it's not a $500,000 budget. It's a
$520,000 project, Peter. Then what are you going to do?
Well, what I'm saying is, if it's a $520,000 project, then we have it covered.
We have it
because we have the middle parts.
All right.
But if we do $500,000, then we're saying, okay, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, it turns into a bigger balloon. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we're semantics and public
you know, perspective on what we're doing, I guess, so.
Not 100%, because it does open the door for a much larger project.
Only if we agree to that.
Well, yeah, well.
And the door is always open for that, but I think, hypothetically, but I don't think anybody here wants to do that. All right, whatever.
Well, so... Right, so
and on the other side of that, weren't we talking about, like, an additional shelter or a couple of amenities that we could get unit pricing on?
Yeah, we chopped out a pavilion to get to the 480, 481. And I think this shelter came in at like 70.
So it's not worth even getting a price on it to see if, oh, they're only coming at 30.
No, I mean, it's, I guess.
Or it's a standalone unit, you could build bigger.
I think this accomplishes what we set out to do, as far as if we're going to build a facility, build it so that when the public comes to it and enjoys it, they're satisfied with it. Whereas, and I'm not saying the folks from Camillus aren't satisfied with their spray park, it's wildly popular and successful, but what they didn't do is they didn't count on the mud around it. They didn't count on some of the parking issues. They didn't count on some of the public shade areas and the picnic areas and the what the impact of the project would have on that particular space or even just outside and out of the community. Whereas this, it expands our bathroom facilities and improves those so it can handle the change rooms. It provides what we believe is adequate picnic tables and seating, security, size of the facility is, I think, what we set out to accomplish. Now, could we add a pavilion which would make it nicer? Yeah, but maybe down the road, if there's a need, we get another grant and we build a pole shelter. So, you know, as it is, if this is as popular as we think it's going to be, it's also designed to be expandable. So, you know, you could put a little kiddie area over here, and if you do that, that could be like a phase two down the road. Okay. So I think this gets us where we want to. I mean, could we always build bigger and better? There could always be something bigger and better, but I think this fulfills the mission that we set out as a board, and what really the feedback that we got on those committee meetings that was open to the public.
Okay.
So what am I, is 400 or 500?
400 should do it. We got 100 in lieu and 100 from DFRAN. I really hope that grant can move. I mean, sometimes.
It'll take forever.
Gosh, I'm telling you.
State moves slowly.
State. At least it's not federal dollars. Oh my gosh. We were dealing with a T-Grat on that Southwest Trail. It took us 7 years to build a bridge.
Wow.
I mean, I think the town walked away from their trail project that was supposed to connect to the Village Trail on Lock Street because it just got, it was ridiculous.
Grant money is, sounds nice, right. But.
Yeah, you're dealing with, so. All right, so any other questions? All right. So we'll prepare that for consideration at the next meeting. Apartment fees. So tonight at the organizational meeting, we're going to be considering fees. And one of the fees that I thought we should address, we talked about it briefly a few meetings ago, were apartment, minor subdivision, major subdivision, and apartment in lieu of parks fees. Or what is known in our code as fees in lieu of land for public use. The village goes $500 for apartments, $500 per house. It's $500 across the board. We do, I believe it's $150 for minor subdivisions, which are 1 to 4 lots. And then it's $300 for major subdivisions. My suggestion is that we make it $250 for minor subdivisions and $500 for apartments and major subdivisions.
We have 200 here for mine.
I know.
Oh.
That we had to put a number down, so. It's up to you. I don't know.
So what is it now? It's
these are, you're saying what? 250?
250 for minor subdivisions, which is 1 to 4 lots. And 500 for apartments in major subdivisions. And that's per apartment.
Per building.
Per apartment.
So if you have two apartments in one building or one house,
yeah,
you're gonna be paying $1,000.
And let me give you an example.
Uh-huh.
My phone is not with me. 19 buildings, or so say it's 18 buildings, because I forgot if it's 18 or 19 in on Downer Street. At 20 or 24 apartments a building, the village is getting $500 each apartment. It's over $200,000 in lieu of parks fees. Our fees are low, and they've been low for years. That in lieu of parks account should be much higher if we had adjusted our fees all along. And the reason why the village, I talked to Bruce Devins, is they determined an apartment is a family. That family will have just as much of an impact on a park as someone who bought a house in a subdivision. The only difference, and we've got to check this, is in our code, PDDs might be exempt.
PUDs?
PUDs, because when you negotiate, when we wrote the PUDs,
yeah, they already have to put in the space as part of the PUD.
They put in they put in space.
Right, so you can't say.
So you can't hit them for space and money.
Money in lieu.
Right, because the money is in lieu of space.
Right.
The PUD, you have to do, I mean, that's part of the approval, that they have to set aside a certain amount of land for recreational.
Right.
Exactly what we collect the fees for. So I would suggest, I mean, for apartments is one thing, but PUDs.
Or outside of the PUDs. So Radisson's a big PUD. So anything in Radisson, I guess, wouldn't be impacted under the current law because it's already been negotiated. They've got land set aside right. Specifically. And same thing with Timber Banks. But any other area, which would be R10, R10 allows for apartments.
R10 or R30?
10, I think.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to...
Well, as Karen said, she hasn't seen any apartments in 30 years.
Yeah, not in R10s.
Yeah.
So you're making the argument that an apartment is really no different than a house, you know, in terms of the ultimate impact. So why does a minor subdivision pay less? Why don't they all pay the same?
Well, it's a sympathetic thought process to farmers or big landowners that want to subdivide their land for family members. That's
or to make money. I'm going to pay the taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where that comes from. I mean, it's a smaller, it's a less involved process for us to consider. Not that that really comes into play as far as how we value the impact fee of an in lieu of parks fee. But that's really what it was explained to me as. So for large landowners that wanted to subdivide smaller chunks of their property off for family members, that it would be less of a burden.
So where does individual lots come into this equation?
In the residential, it's $500 per lot.
Where's that?
No, well, it's about subdivision. So if you had, let's say you had a farmer who had 4 kids and wanted to divide off 4 parcels, up to 4 parcels of land for his kids, that's a minor subdivision of property, so he would pay $250 under the proposed
lot. Per lot.
Per lot. You get a Collington Point, or if you get a whatever,
Cabbage Patch,
that's more than 4 lots. They would be $500.
Okay, but supposing you buy a piece of property and you build a house, do you not pay this
price? No. He's buying it from someone who subdivided.
No, not subdivided. There's a piece of land on Plainville Road, and you buy it, and you build a house that you don't have
no,
to buy this?
No, not a single, because I'm not subdividing the property.
It only comes in and, when you subdivide.
I didn't realize that.
So when you start peeling, dividing property,
yeah, that's what
usually you divide property to make money. You know, developers are making money. The more they divide, the more money they make, the more impact you have on your community, and that's the whole point to in lieu of parks.
The fees in lieu of parks is under the subdivision regulations. So
do you know what the rates are now? Because
I think it's 150 and 300.
150 and 300, I believe. And we'll confirm that.
I don't have my book.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, there's a limitation of something like 10 years to make the four lots.
Okay. You have up to 10 years, otherwise.
Something like that.
Okay.
Say that again. What's that again?
You have up to 10 years to move forward with your subdivision.
What do you mean by moving forward? Building on them? Or
like you get approval?
Yeah.
Because you have to come before planning board for your subdivision. They have to make sure that they're wide enough where the access is, that you've got enough road frontage and all sight line, all that kind of stuff. And so they approve it. And then once they approve it, you've got up to 10 years to
if
move.
You can divide that many lots out for 10 years, fine, and then you start again. But if you do more than that, and it's more than 10 years,
oh, then
it doesn't kick in.
Okay.
Whereas if you've got five lots, you can do four or three or whatever the figure is within 10 years, grandfathered, and you start again.
Okay, then you got to go through the process. Okay.
For both.
So, do you want us to vote on this tonight at 250, well, 500, and 500?
Yeah, I think that it'd be nice to, now, yeah, because it's a fee schedule tonight, it'd be nice if we get those fees in there, and as we get to that motion, we can just update the public on what that number is, because that would be different than what was.
And because we can change this by resolution, 6 months from now, if we decide that was the wrong number, we can just do another resolution.
And this differentiation between minor and major, is that consistent around the county? Yeah. Everybody does it that way?
Pretty much. Some are two lots, three lots, some are four lots. You know, it depends on the town. But they're small, basically.
Al was telling me stories about what they're doing out Rome Way. They do it based on the value of the homes being built. They get a percentage of that, which is significantly higher than these numbers. I'm not suggesting that, but at the very least, you know, all those years when we benefited from growth, some would say we benefited, some would say we were, you know, we were impacted by growth, I think these rates should have been tweaked a while ago. So that's that. So are you guys comfortable with 250 and 500?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. the other thing in the work session is trash hauler fees. Currently, we have a permit that we issue to a hauler, and I think it's $250. And then you get your permit, and then you just haul. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we would like the board to consider tonight is reducing the permit fee to maybe $50 or $100, but charging $100 per truck that's used by the operation. We got some numbers. Town of Van Buren charges $100 per truck and no additional permit fee. Town of Geddes is $100 per truck. Town of Camillus is $100 per truck. Town of Ellbridge is $100 per truck. Now, it's still a far cry from dealing with the damage that I think these things cause over time, but I think it's a lot more, and these haulers, they're not going to, I mean, they'll adjust their rates slightly to make up for the permit fees, but, we're $250 for a permit.
Do we know all the haulers and how many trucks they're using, roughly?
I think Dina's going to bring that information.
I mean, not that it makes a difference.
Actually, no. I have it right here.
Oof.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 haulers. So, and I don't know how many trucks in each fleet.
Yeah.
I think you have an error in the date for
yes,
trash
we
haulers.
Do. If you go to this.
Yeah, the 2019. June 30th, 2019.
Oh,
it starts July 2018 through June 2018.
19.
Should be 19.
Yes, good catch. Dina will be happy to. This has been revised, I think.
All right, so what do you want the number to be?
Well, so I would recommend that we, you know, I don't want it to be too onerous, because there's no doubt that the hauler's just going to pass the fees on to the customers. Yep.
Can I raise a question on that? what do you call a truck? I presume in your mind you're looking at a garbage truck.
Any
specially designed.
What
do you do with the guy who's pulling his trailer on pickup trucks down and picking up trash?
I would say any commercial vehicle licensed to haul trash or permitted to haul trash in the town.
Do they license them for hauling trash?
Well, they're commercial vehicles, and they're typically a commercial. Yeah.
780 something.
I think those trailers that we're speaking of are recycling and might be a different category from Okra.
Yeah, I don't think this would take care of trailers, but like a pickup truck that was on a trash detail.
I see them going down Dingle Hole quite frequently.
Yes. I think I'm a customer. Pink?
You are.
Pink?
Yes.
Yes, I am a customer. So that's all. I just think
We should put that the wording in there with the trailer. I think.
And you mentioned that Van Buren doesn't have a fee, but they charge per truck, right?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with moving in that direction.
No fee at all?
No fee at all, but we'll charge $50 per truck or $100 per truck. We're going to make more. The town will bring in more fees that way, and I think, like you said, we don't want to pass on an astronomical fee to the residents.
Yeah, and in the future, I know it was considered in the past, but it's something that this board might want to take up when maybe the weather gets warmer and gets closer to the renewal of these licenses or permits. Is limiting the days that you can haul. Village did that. Haul days are Mondays and Thursdays. Trucks are only allowed for residential pickup in the village those 2 days. You don't have garbage trucks on the road every single day.
Has the town ever considered doing it by district?
I don't know. That I don't know. Does anybody, has that ever come up as a conversation? Barry years? Yeah, townwide. Yeah. Village came within one vote of doing it.
I have it in, I live in Salina, and we have it by districts. We pay less money than most people pay just having a hauler come to their house. Because, and it eliminates the trucks every day. But what it does is it allows the trash hauler to pick up a whole block without, you know, picking one house here, one house there, one house there. So it's less expensive for them, and they can lower their rates.
Yeah, the thing that came up in the village where you got snowbirds that aren't here for 3 or 4 months of the year, they didn't like the fact that they were going to get billed on their tax bill. Some people liked it because they were going to write it off, even though they probably legally weren't going to be allowed to do that. But snowbirds didn't want to pay the fee in their taxes, like a monthly fee.
Right.
You can't suspend the service?
No, and here's the thing. The more you allow for, as far as the flexibility in the opt-out, the more expensive it becomes. And it doesn't. Questions came up. Questions came up about free market. Mm-hmm. That there are checks and balances in a free market service like that. There were some residents that pooled their garbage together. One person had a disposal unit, and people would just throw their trash into the one disposal unit, and they all piggybacked on that deal.
They formed their own district.
Yeah, so they did. They really did. So there, you have all these nuances that are going to come out, and you're going to. I think residents would save money. I think it's something that the town could do to lower prices, but you're going to find that there's a lot of people that like the competition, that like the way they've been doing it for years.
Yeah. I'm comfortable with leaving it the way it is. But
you might want to consider, though, limiting the days.
You think that would have and I'm just spitballing here, but we have 7 distributors. I'd feel bad if we put one of these guys out of business.
Well, that was ultimately my brother voted against it and was the deciding vote that tanked it, because a hauler came in tearful saying that it was going to put him out of business. A competitive businessman, you could be the smallest guy in the world, mm-hmm. but if you put together a business plan and you won the bid, you take that to the bank, you could greatly increase your business at the stroke of a pen. But it's just a different way of looking at services.
Can we put the number of trucks that each of these folks have on here before we vote on this? Because I'm not against what you're saying, but I'm not comfortable changing the dollar or the fee without knowing what kind of impact it's going to have on these people.
You think, Dina?
On these people? The impact's not going to be on these people.
On the customers.
On the customer. Yeah. But it's spread out.
I would like to know how many trucks we're talking about per.
Okay. Well, we've got some time, so we can leave the fees as they are.
Okay.
And get some more information for you by the next meeting, because these don't renew until July anyways.
So we're going to just leave this alone except for changing the date to 2019.
Yep. Good pickup.
Well, if we're looking for things to...
I picked up a mistake.
No!
It says draft on there.
Or a concern.
We did it. We did a...
Cemetery committee.
Yeah.
We have three councilors on that committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob was supposed to be taken off of it. Drossy. Is that okay?
Yeah. Good by me.
Nobody likes me.
There's a typo on page 10, too.
And Joe, I was going to ask for the Economic Development Committee. If you have an opening there, I would love to sit on that committee. That sounds really interesting.
Well, I've got a committee that I wanted you to consider.
Okay.
Arrive to ours.
No. Need a D.
Arrived. What page? 10? Arrived. Okay.
And on page 12, Joe, the town board meeting date, May 18th is Friday. So I think we want to meet on May 17th.
You sure about that?
Look it up.
May 17th. Is a Thursday. There's a Thursday, not 18th.
That is correct.
And what? What?
Go through and take those notes.
So did we?
Nobody just accepted it.
I know. But there's got to be somebody that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
I'm not lying.
Is that the only?
We had six people on this. Six eyes.
We did.
I think when you look at something long enough, you start like.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
We did a legal brief a long time ago, and it was going to the appellate division. It was an important case, and so we had this guy down in Long Island. I don't know where we found him. I think he used to be up here, but he was meticulous when it came to that stuff. So we would go through the whole thing up here and say, okay, it's perfect. Send it down to him. He'd find mistakes all over the place.
Yeah.
And he was incredible.
Yeah.
And then we'd fix it, you know, and he just kept finding it. We looked at it. And there was three or four of us that went through the thing line by line. And a lot of stuff you look at and it looks right because you know what the word is supposed to be, so you
know what it meant.
Yeah. For the holiday schedule, Dina kept trying to sneak in Good Friday. But we finally got rid of that. But what we decided to do was this year, because of how the dates line up, you get a half day on Christmas Eve and a half day on New Year's Eve. So they took the floater, split it in half, and added a half day to each one of those days. So now you get Christmas Eve off and New Year's Eve off.
Makes sense.
I always thought half days were kind of goofy anyways.
What's the floater you're talking about?
So the non-represented employees get these holidays off plus a floater. like a day. Sometimes it's Good Friday, sometimes it's the day after 4th of July or whatever.
So they get an extra day off.
They get a floater in addition to these days. So what they did is they cut the floater in half and applied it to the two half days.
And you tell them what to take it.
Yeah. And it just, so that works out. So there's no additional day. Yeah, Jim?
I question the title of that, town board holidays. Shouldn't that be town holidays, not just for the board?
Yeah, I think it's been that way for a long time.
There's the opportunity to change it, do you agree?
It's not our holiday, right?
So what we really should say is unrepresented employee holiday schedule. Because this doesn't apply to...
This differs from the...
Meeting. Well, you know, I don't even know.
But it's not specific to them. It is specific to...
This is specific to the unrepresented employees.
Right.
So...
Probably should say that.
We had a different definition of floaters in Onondaga County. You had Veterans Day and Columbus Day that you could take another day off. That was the floater. We didn't give people an extra day off like you're doing in the town of Lysander.
Yeah, but you had Election Day off.
Yeah, we did. Of course.
Man, it was a lot of votes.
So Joe, what was the committee you wanted me to think about?
Yes. What about public safety?
PAC.
I've been on that. That would be a cool one. I've been on that committee before. I don't know if I can make every single meeting month because it's in the night.
Should be four times a year.
I think they meet monthly.
No, not public safety. Hang on. It's what's the name?
Are you talking about the fire public safety?
No. That's workplace safety committee.
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to put you on Workplace Safety Committee.
Awesome.
But I'm going to take you off Buildings and Grounds. And I've got you on cemeteries because you're passionate about the cemetery tour and the history of the town. I thought you might enjoy that.
That'd be exciting.
Working with Dina.
Are you dropping anybody off the Workplace Safety? Or are you just adding Roman?
I'm adding Roman. Took Bob Drossi off cemeteries, employee relations, good, parks and rec. Given the resolution that we're going to consider tonight regarding Terry Massaro, we should probably put on the front burner hiring of somebody to fill that spot. And I don't think there's a list out for it, so we should just put an ad out and start.
Is it a civil service position?
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have a job description that Tony and I haven't...
So you submit that to county, right?
It's on the website right now, the town website.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. The other...
We're moving on.
The other thing that we did... Let me see if we ended up doing it. Yeah, there was. Did you guys notice there was a section that we released earlier in the draft that had to do with the spray park? There was a spray park section. Because we don't have a spray park, and the chances of us having a spray park by next summer is up in the air. We just took that section out. I mean, it was determined, I think, in that section that there would be a fee to go into the park.
You can set that when you do it.
Yeah, so that's what I figured. But that was different than what originally went out. Anything else? You guys think of?
Do you want to talk about this Iron Girl thing that went away?
We're early in that. Oh, there's two races, actually. There's the Elks Club wants to run a race. It's at Out and Back. It's going to be on, was it Hayes Road? It's an Out and Back, Hayes. A mile and a half out and a mile and a half back. Doesn't quite get up to 370. Good. You want to start somewhere around the fire department down there, Seneca Fire Department.
Seneca River.
Their first one, it's the proceeds are going to go towards veterans. I had her reach out to my brother who with Pete have worked on the Kiwanis Turkey Day. I also had her reach out to Dan Brostek from the Red, White, and Blue organization, which runs organized races throughout the country to benefit veterans, because this is their first run. You know, she asked me, you know, does she need a permit? I said, you don't necessarily need a permit, but the board would like to know what's going on. I don't know. Is Hayes a county road or a town road?
County.
County road.
So I said they'd probably have to get in touch with county, but that, you know, we might be available to provide cones or, you know, barricades or something. I don't think there's a lot of roads that you got to cut off. It was a brainstorming meeting.
Anything wrong with Out and Back is
two sides.
And Hayes Road is not a wide road.
I asked her if they would consider
about a mile and a half. Something gonna take.
Not gonna take long.
Well, it's a walk run.
If you're walking, state marathon ran that same route.
3 miles.
Walk could be half hour at the most.
I don't think it's really busy down there.
It's not really. I mean, like no, I said, the Empire State Marathon ran that exact same route.
Well, they're early in the process.
As an Out and Back.
The only thing that possibly concerned me was I think they want to coordinate it with a Friday, and there's concerts down there now. And if you get race traffic and concert traffic, it might not be.
What time of year?
Summer.
June-ish.
Well, maybe with a tiki bar.
Open.
Well, no. They want it to end. They want their own entertainment. They want it to end at the Elks. They want to have food at the Elks. They want. But they're early in it. I thanked her for coming in as early as she did to brainstorm. Super nice. She's not from the area. She's moved. She's married to a veteran, and that's where her passion comes in. And so, more to come on that. I don't have any news on that.
Well, you had just suggested that let them come into a work session.
Yeah, that's so. Just major.
Yeah, and this wouldn't obviously be the meeting, but the next meeting. Certainly, and then there's a business that wanted to come in that's opened up in the village. I invited them to come at the next meeting, where it should be slower.
Calmer.
What business is it?
It's that little deli next to the police station. Mm-hmm. John Collar sold his.
Yeah.
It used to be the pickle or the...
Beville pickle. Yeah.
I had lunch over there. It was really good.
They make good sandwiches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people know about them. I could call an executive session having to do with a purchase of property.
Let's do it.
If I could float a motion to go into an executive session.
I'll make that.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carried. How do you pause? Is it the red button?